Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And it is Chamber Day on the show today. We have in studio with us the president of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, Jason Smith. Good morning.
How are you fellas this morning?
I'm doing all right.
I could have used more sleep, but
it is
a
beautiful day out there today. I love fall so much.
Did you see the sunrise?
I did not. Was it pretty?
You know, we have had a lot of spectacular sunrises lately.
And sets.
Yeah. And the moon last night. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Yeah.
But I love fall. I love football. I love when the weather gets cooler. It's the greatest time of the year. I love it.
Do you like pumpkin spice?
I do not. No, I'm not a big pumpkin guy, but I am a big football guy. I love football. So
okay.
That makes up for it.
Yeah, that does.
And we did bring somebody class to join up in here a little bit today. So brought Charla with us.
Meisenheimer's her last name.
I didn't want to do it, Dave.
Well, that brings back some memories, doesn't it, Charla?
It's all life is good. Life is good.
Well, that leads us right into maybe topic one. We are attempting to do our own podcast, and we had the second episode of that drop this week, and our producer is Dave Lewis, which he does a great job on it, and we appreciate him. But
they really sound good.
They do sound good, even with my little bit of accent.
And Jason is the host.
I am the host, by the way. So not near as good a host as you, Brandon. But I'm working on it. But I had the worst time the first time we did it. With Charla's last name, and so if I can avoid having to do it, I just won't do it. I have a dear friend whose last name is Meisinger, and then Charla's, of course, is Meisenheimer, and it just got confused in my mouth. So
I have the audio of that, but I'm going to embargo that for a really bad day.
It was hard. And then, of course, we had the situation when Karen had just had a vehicle accident, and it took her 30 minutes to ask a question when she came in because she was so rattled. And it's been a lot of fun, but we appreciate Dave's professionalism and keeping us on track, and we enjoy that. But you can find that podcast in all your spots that you get podcasts from. And basically what we're doing about 15 minutes on some core mission of the chamber, and so we bring in somebody to talk about whether it's our board chair or whether it's a committee chair or some other activity we're engaged in, and talk about that. And then the second half of the show, we spotlight a business and just have them talk about their story and how they got into business. And then we do a round of 10 quick questions where people get a little insight on that person as an individual. And we have learned some very interesting things about a few of our guests, which that's something that maybe you want to listen to find out for yourself. But it's been a lot of fun doing that, and it's a lot of work. It's a lot more work than I expected, but it's been a lot of fun, and we enjoy it. And I don't know if Charla enjoys it, but I enjoy it.
I love it because I think every member has a story, and it's been interesting to learn their story and hear their story. And you're right, those rapid fire questions bring out some interesting answers. Let's just leave it at that.
So. Yeah.
Well, that's cool though, because you know, this way you get to kind of see people in a different light, because you know, you interact with them maybe on a transaction, and it's not quite the same. This way, you get to learn a little bit more about the people you're shopping from.
Yeah, and you know, and the thing for us as a chamber, I think sometimes people see the chamber as a sort of faceless organization, and really all the chamber is a collection of your local businesses, and so I think it's a good reminder to people as they listen to it that, oh, okay, so and so is part of the chamber, and so and so is in the leadership of the chamber, and it's actually your neighbors and your friends and people you buy products from and people who buy products from you. So that's been a good. I think that's been a good reminder to people, and we hope people will listen. It's 30 minutes, so it's a good length for you to, if you're in the car or you're out on a run or something, to just pick that up and listen to it and learn a little bit about some of the businesses that you visit on a regular basis.
Well, I'm about your neighbor.
Yep.
Very cool. Seems like everyone's hosting a podcast these days, and you know, I love them. I think they're a lot of fun, and especially when you have some time to yourself to just kind of dive into one, it's a lot of fun.
It is something that I think everybody thinks they can do, and it is much more difficult, I think, than what most people think. particularly, I apologize, I can't speak all of a sudden, that's my point, particularly the being able to continually do it and be consistent with it, because it's takes a lot of time to, just as you know, Brandon, mm-hmm. it takes a lot of time. And we have to set aside 3 to 4 hour blocks, and we have to schedule guests, and we have to, and so we even said, well, let's start with making sure we have 10 in the queue, so that, because we're doing them weekly. But even that, it's just a lot of work, and I appreciate our team, because we have 3 or 4 different people working on it and behind the scenes, and I appreciate all their efforts and all the things they're doing to make sure that we have weekly content. But yeah, it obviously gives me new appreciation for what you do here, Brandon, and being able to be on here with you on a monthly basis. It's a lot different on your side of the mic than it is on my side of the mic.
I think the hardest part is the calendar, is scheduling people, because yes. everyone has busy schedules.
Yeah. Now the good thing we get to do that you don't get to do is we can schedule, you know, 6-7 at a time, interviews at a time, and record them, and where you're doing this live. So yeah, I imagine it's much more difficult when you have to have not only the people there, but there at a specific time on a daily basis. So I very much admire what you do here, as well as the other folks that are in this business, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on.
Yeah, well, we appreciate what the Chamber does as well, and it's another avenue for folks to learn more about their local businesses, and that's kind of what we promote here, is being local, and I know there's a lot of that going on here all the time with the Chamber.
Yeah, so you know, maybe it's a good opportunity to spotlight our ribbon cuttings, and I'll ask Charlotte to chime in on any of these as we go forward. So as I mentioned last time we were here, we had just a string of ribbon cuttings. Yes. Seemed like we were having 2 or 3 a week. That has slowed down. Maybe it's the season, or who knows, but it has slowed down a bit. Just a recap of September and then early October. September 14th, we did the ribbon cutting at ARC Physical Therapy, which is a new it's a company new to Manhattan, and they opened a facility at 8200 Southport Drive, Suite 106A, a very nice facility. On September 15th, we did a ribbon cutting for the OMS Group Insurance, which opened their new office at 120 North 4th, Suite E. That's the old community building. And if you haven't had a chance to get into the community building, they've done a great job renovating the office space. As you walk in downstairs, it's beautiful space. So I would encourage you just take a peek in there, and if you're interested, but they also have some empty space in there. Big ribbon cutting we had on September 23rd. We did the ribbon cutting on the new Courtyard by Marriott in Aggieville. That was a great event. It was well attended. There were a lot of people there. It's a beautiful facility. I know, Charlotte, you got a chance to see the rooms. I haven't seen the rooms.
They're stunning, and they have purple couches in them.
Purple couches?
Really?
Wow.
They had to request special permission from the brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's off colors.
Yeah, and there's hidden pictures in the wallpaper and the walls. Mm-hmm. So if you kind of look at it, so they put a lot of time and effort in to make it look really nice and special.
Yeah, but the lobby's beautiful. There's a patio outside. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing about it. It's the lobby's on floor third
yep.
floor. So yep. you walk in, you have to take the elevator up to the lobby. But the lobby's beautiful. There's a patio outside that looks out over Aggieville. We did our staff retreat there, and they have a large facility on the first floor to have meetings. And not large, but a relatively large mm-hmm. conference room. Certainly not anything like the conference center, but. But we had a great time there, and they did a great job with that. And they do have parking. I believe it's all valet at this point.
They're so nice.
Yeah, yeah, the valet, which is a unique thing for Manhattan. We don't have a lot of valet parking here, so that's unique. On October 12th, we did a ribbon cutting at Wilden Associates, and that is a new group, insurance group. I believe that's American Family Insurance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yes.
And they opened their facility at 1601 Points Avenue. So those were the past ones. We have two upcoming. This one's interesting. There's No Place Like Home Pet Sitting. That is a home-based business. And so they have asked to have their ribbon cutting at the Seco Dog Park. So that'll be October 25th at 4:30. And then on October 29th, there will be another insurance group, Kramer & Associates. who is, they just bought theirs, and they're opening their facility at 5410 Ledgestone Drive. And at the same time, Schwab Eaton, which is an engineering company, has moved their facility there, and they're going to do a joint ribbon cutting, and that'll be the 29th at 3:30 p.m. So obviously love to celebrate new businesses, businesses that are growing and expanding, and so we're excited to get to participate in those ribbon cuttings.
That's very cool. Lots of stuff going on here, and I know this wasn't in Manhattan, but it was a couple weeks ago. This is more of a, on a regional thing. I was at the Junction City High School ribbon cutting, and that was a nice facility to see there. And I know that's just another added value here to our whole region.
Sure. And I, you know, I haven't had a chance to go through it yet. Janet Nichols, who's our military relations coordinator, was telling me about it, and she was just amazed by how beautiful that facility is. And I think from a larger standpoint, obviously, we are very, very interested in making sure that when soldiers are at Fort Riley, they have a great experience. And one of those things is, well, are our kids going to be in a good school district and have good schools? And we feel very comfortable that when they're in Manhattan, they're doing that. And we feel very comfortable that in Junction City that they're having that. And of course, the new high school was built in part because of the contribution from the federal government to that process. And so that is just another thing that we can use to promote Fort Riley as a destination for soldiers and then potentially those soldiers staying here when they retire.
Absolutely. Well, good to hear. And lots of good news here in the community as far as ribbon cuttings are concerned. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Jason Smith and Charlotte Meisenheimer from the Chamber after these words on News Radio KMAN.